eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Have you ever worked in a haunted workplace? A lot of times when we think of haunted locations, we think about homes, we think about private residences, or maybe a haunted hotel, something of that nature. Not a whole often do we think about it being our place of work, but for some, they very much are the places that are haunted. Take, for instance, a location that specializes in assisting people with needs, people who are living there. It's assisted living to a certain extent, not quite a nursing home, but there's some folks on call should someone need some help. Inevitably, yeah, there's a lot of people who pass. It's a long storied history of the building. With that storied history comes unexplained noises, sounds, and physical events that are almost beyond imagination. Take a listen. I started working a little over a year ago at this retirement resort. It started as a part-time job to save some money, pay off debts. The place is really nice. It's a three-floor apartment building type of place. It's built like a resort. It has a spa, golf course, theater, garages. Residents who live here for the most part are active 55 and older. They pay anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000 for their apartments. Some are studios, up to two bedrooms. Off across the golf course are duplex apartments that are also part of these units. They needed someone right away to work the weekend night shift. At the time, I worked days at the butcher shop, so it worked out well for me. 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., Friday through Sunday. First week, I was trained by the guy who works Monday through Thursday on nights. He's an older guy, retired law enforcement, so the next week, I was on my own. Between both jobs, I was working 90 to 95 hours a week. I was pretty tired, to say the least, but I kept going. The job is pretty easy. Watch the cut cameras at the front desk. Walk the grounds every hour or so. Grab the kitchen shirts from the dining room. Wash them in the housekeeping laundry room. Lock up all the doors. Answer any emergency calls from residents or complaints. Let visitors in after hours. It's a simple job. Kurt, the guy that trained me, said I was the fifth weekend person he's trained in a year. He's also worked there a little over a year. By this time, he never really said why or what reason people quit, other than one guy fell asleep on the couch and would not do his job, and one lady hated elevators. I didn't think much of it. The first week or so was good. I was tired, but I worked the job. Things went along fine up until about 3 weeks into the job. One night before Halloween, I went to the dining room to get the kitchen laundry. I did this every night. The dining room is very dark and large. It has a grand piano in it. Seats probably 200 people easy. You have to walk through it to get to the kitchen and get to the laundry, which is in the back. One night I went in there, felt this very heavy, uneasy feeling. I actually am not easily scared and have worked various security jobs all my life on and off. This feeling was not a normal feeling, like someone was in the room, but a heavy feeling. I actually felt my heart race and left the dining room entrance. I text messaged a friend of mine and asked them if they would stay on the phone with me while I went to get kitchen laundry. I felt like an idiot at the time, but having someone on the phone with me was a comfort, if that makes sense. I went into the dining room. My heart was racing, seriously, like I had just went for a run. Grabbed the laundry, got out of there. A couple hours later, 2 a.m., I text a friend of mine again, and they called me. I said, to chat with me, keep my mind busy. We chatted, put the clean laundry back. As I walked through the dining room heading out, we both heard an old-sounding woman say, "Hello?" as if asking if anyone was there. I heard her clear as day. My friend on the phone asked me if they needed to go, thinking a resident was talking or asking for help. I told my friend that, no, I'm in a dark, locked dining room. It was as clear as can be. That was the first weird thing that happened. The third floor is a strange place. I locked that part of the building up first. After locking the front doors, it has a strange sadness to it. I never could explain. I go up there, lock up the theater room, which is on that floor of the gym, shut the lights off, and pretty much stay away from the third floor unless I need to go up there. One night while locking up there, something came to my head that was strange. I don't know how to explain it. Walking around up there, and I thought in my head, wow, just took a gun and kill yourself. It's terrible. Now, why this popped into my head, I have no idea. The idea to take a gun and kill myself, something I never thought of. Third floor always has temperature issues as well. Seems to either be very hot or very cold, and they have had repair people in to fix it many times, often finding no reason why the heat or air doesn't regulate. Walking the third floor there has been a few times I've seen shadows just turning the corner as I walk down one of the halls. There's lights on each floor that stay on. It's not pitch black, I can't explain, but it looks like a shadow just turning the corner as I reach the other end of each hall. I blamed it on me being so tired and working too many hours. The eyes can play tricks on you very easily. It was one morning after locking the gym the night before. No one has a key but me at night. I found one of the treadmills turned on and beeping, as if it had been running, just shut off. I've also gone in there and found one of the giant exercise balls in the middle of the floor. When I locked it up, it was sitting on a rack. One night, I was sitting at the desk, heard the soft sound of a piano playing. Followed the sound of the dining room, but when I got close, the sound stopped. I sat back at the desk only to hear it again. Many residents have complained about noises such as a piano playing, singing, talking, or yelling. It's hard because there's over 300 units with residents in them. So it is possible for noise to carry. A lot of paranormal stuff can be written off as residents' TVs and such, but there are some things that have no explanation. There's been a lot of death in the building. A lot of the people who live here are older and elderly. I have a pager that I wear at night. If there's a medical issue, a resident pulls a cord and their apartment number lights up on my pager, letting me know something is wrong. One night, apartment 123 lit up around 3 a.m. I walked to the apartment to find the outside emergency light on. The only problem is apartment 123 is vacant. A man died in there a week prior and was not found for 4 days. Needless to say, I did not enter the apartment. Every week, residents complain about someone knocking on their door in the middle of the night and not being there, or their phone ringing followed by a knock. I never find anything or anyone around. I've watched the camera and seen the elevator open on the third floor, followed by the second, and then the first without anyone getting on or off. The building is kept at 75 at all times. I've been sitting one night at the desk and felt this heavy feeling. I actually turned around thinking someone was coming up to the lobby, but no one was there. I then felt this ice-cold air around me, as if someone opened a fridge or freezer door. As quickly as it was around me, it too was gone. One night, while going into the kitchen, everything looked all right. I went back later to return laundry, noticed it was very hot in the kitchen, only to find all 8 gas burners on the cooking area on. I turned them off, aired out the back area by leaving the door open. I also have seen the dining room chairs moved after returning to the laundry. One time after a chair was pulled all the way out to the point, I would have tripped on it if I had not seen it. It was 2 weeks ago. 2 tablecloths were thrown into a ball at the middle of the walkway in there. Would have noticed them when I locked up as they were literally in the middle of the floor. One weekend, the closing kitchen guy had been sick. The managers asked if I would go in and mop the back kitchen floor sometime during the night. I didn't want to, but I told her I would. I don't know why I waited so late to do them. I went in there around 3 a.m. and began mopping. I again felt that uneasy feeling. This time it was more of a get the hell out now kind of feeling. I continued mopping and I heard what I can only describe as a growing or a growling sound. The kitchen soap dispenser turned on by itself and began running. I mopped quickly, dumped the water, hung up the mop. The machines such as the ice machine, generator, and pop machine all started going off. I took this as a normal thing and thought maybe they're on a cycle. I then heard a deep growling type voice, and I swear the word said, "There is no God." To this day, the sound still resonates with me. It was hard to make out what I heard, but that is the only words to me that it sounded like. Keep in mind, I'm not mentally ill. I'm a pretty sound person and have no history of mental illness. So it's not as if I'm a crazy person hearing a voice. It's just weird. I felt so scared that night. Since then, I now go the long way across the back parking lot area to get the laundry through the back door. I no longer go into the dining room or through it. The only time I go in there is to unlock at 5 a.m. and by then, the most mornings, the pastry chef is in there cooking. I have to place hangers on the staff laundry while the shifts are drying. I can come in there, find them all thrown on the floor as if someone has taken their hand and shoved them off the table. I thought perhaps it was a vibration from the dryer that moved them, but where they sit, there is no vibration and no logical reason for them to be that far away from the table, even if they were moved from vibrations. I've also gone in there to find my laundry basket moved away from the washer. Normally sits on the floor. Once the third floor there is this old-fashioned baby buggy with this mop doll that sits by the elevators. I found this buggy moved when doing my rounds. I also found this buggy turned completely around. I cannot pin this on paranormal as there are residents who live here. And out and about, I see no reason for it to be moved. CCTV cameras shake as if someone took their hand and shook them on a regular basis. I asked my boss about this and she said there's no reason for them to do that, but she has seen it as well and asked our technician and he said they shouldn't move at all and he found no malfunction. Fire alarms malfunction often without any fire. One of the apartment fire alarms went off one night. My coworker was still there as we were just catching or changing shifts. We went to the apartment and found it to be over 90 degrees inside the apartment, which set off the fire sensor. The apartment itself had been vacant for a week and no one had a key but us. I started working there full-time in April, quit my butcher job, went in full-time, worked 2-day shifts and my three-night shifts. During the daytime, I've been able to meet and chat with more workers. One of the housekeeping ladies has worked there since it opened 14 years ago. She asked me how I like it at night. I told her it's okay. I am a night person, so I enjoy the quietness and night shift. I joked with her and said, "You know, except for this third floor, it's creepy." She looked at me nervous. She's a head housekeeper on the third floor. She asked me what I meant. I told her that I always feel sad when I'm up there. I do not suffer from depression or mental illness, I said, but I can't help but feel sad, as I said to her. I feel like there's a ghost of a woman living up there. She looked at me very plain and said that I am not the first person to say this. All the prior night workers don't stay longer than a couple of months. She told me about one woman who actually ran out of the building screaming and was so scared she wouldn't come back in. Another guy refused to go up to the third floor because he said someone followed behind him every time he was up there and doors shut behind him, seriously scaring him. Then he proceeds to ask me if I knew about the suicide on the floor. I told her no and felt a chill go over me. This woman had never met me before, and I only told her that I felt like a spirit was on this floor, nothing else. She then tells me that a woman took a gun and shot herself in the head of the apartment, apartment 319, about 10 years ago. They found her the next morning and apparently made a big mess. She cleans the apartment and will not clean it without the doors open and shades up as she swears she can hear someone walk through the front door and open the patio sliding door. The woman who killed herself did it on the patio. I looked at her dumbfounded and then expressed to her what I thought and felt when I'm up here. She told me I am not the only person to say this to her in the years she had been there. As I work day shift, I meet more and more people tell me the same thing. Stories of paranormal stuff that goes on. Dining room manager asked me once if I go into the dining room at night. She said she closed up in there one night, and when someone was out, and heard the kitchen bell that sits on the counter ring and ring. She also says it's haunted. One afternoon, I had to do some work in one of the duplexes, which sits behind the kitchen golf course area. I went in there, and as I was on the floor fixing a loose light switch plate, I felt in my head that there was a very big, tall man. It was the same feeling I got when I was in the kitchen, like something did not want me there. I quickly left. As I was walking across the parking lot, one of the housekeepers stopped me and asked if I had the key to the duplex number 2. I told her yes, and she said to me that she thought I would be in there longer if she has to clean it. I said no. The resident who lives there is out. She then tells me she hates going in there, as one afternoon she was cleaning in there alone and seen and felt a very big, tall man standing in the kitchen. She even says to me that in her head she wanted to tell him to be careful as he would hit his hand and his head on the light fixture. She's not crazy by any means, but tells me she feels uneasy in that duplex. There's a guest duplex next door, which shares a wall with another rental duplex. A guest duplex is for family and friends to rent if they're visiting. They charge $100 a night to rent it. All guests are signed in, pay a deposit, and if they walked over to the duplex and let in with a key and code. One night, a lady who shares a wall with the duplex called the front desk at 1 a.m. saying there was a man yelling in there and fighting. All she could hear was the man yelling and no one yelling back. I was off that night but read the report. Kurt had gone over there to find the duplex dark, empty, and no one signed in as a guest. The woman was so scared she took her dog, left for the weekend. Another incident was on the third floor. One lady who is not mentally ill or otherwise sick pulled her emergency cord in her bedroom. She claims to have been sleeping. And when she pulled the cord, she phoned and screamed for help. This was at 8 p.m. Mid-shift person went up there. This woman is in her 80s, very thin and frail. The woman was on the floor with her mattress on top of her. Her bed frame, solid pine, busted up. Dresser drawers thrown, broken, glass. The bedroom looked like it was trashed. The woman was bleeding. Paramedics came and treated her at the scene. They found nothing mentally wrong, but fixed up her cuts and bruises. The woman claimed she went to lay down for a nap and woke up this way. No memory of what happened. Her room happens to be in the path of the CCTV cameras. We found no one had been to her apartment. The police found no fingerprints or unusual happenings, yet this woman's place was destroyed. I came in that night to find the bed frame out in front of her apartment for pickup tomorrow to the dumpster. It was literally broken in half, as if someone took and chopped it up. Broken, splintered wood. This bed frame was solid pine. I know there's more things that have gone on and I'm not recalling. I still work there and really enjoy the job, but all this paranormal stuff has me seriously wondering what is going on in this building.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part, you won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.